ESPN.
We're back here on In Focus here on this Thursday morning, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Nick McNamara producing things on the other side, and we've got our next guest in here, Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Scott Holshoff. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Flint Hills Christian School Principal Tim McDonald.
Good morning to you.
Glad to have you guys both in here today. Kind of right in the thick of things here in the second semester here of schools. I imagine you guys operate on the semesters.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Okay.
So
tell me a little bit about the enrollment numbers here, because I know that those recently came out.
We are starting enrollment tomorrow for the 2019-20 school year. Our families got the paperwork this week, and we're opening it up to everybody. So if you get on our website tomorrow, I will have all the information for enrollment, pre-enrollment basically, ready for everybody. So it's an exciting time. We start our budgeting process in October and try to set all the fees and tuition and everything that we have to think about for the following year. So we get an early start. Principals are always a year ahead, it seems like. So tomorrow's the day we start, and it goes through the 28th of February. But we're looking forward to having an increased enrollment this coming year. So we're excited about the future of Manhattan Catholic.
All right.
I think they've got us by 2 weeks. Our re-enrollment period starts on the 1st of March, and we go March 1 through 15, and also on March 1st, we will have Friday, that Friday, we will have our annual kindergarten and K-4 roundup, so that kind of is a kickoff for everything at that standpoint. But, yeah, I think we're all looking forward to what the enrollment's going to do for next year. You know, we see you hear various things about the enrollment in the public schools here and how that's growing, and so we kind of have some expectations of growth as well. But our stuff will be on the website very soon. We're just impressed with how far along Scott is here on his days. But we'll have ours out there as well. We're communicating with our parents. I've already told them to start looking for it, our current parents, and we're getting a lot of inquiries from families that are starting to ask. They're starting to realize they need to be thinking about next school year as well.
Yeah. What are some things you advise people to bring with them at enrollment?
Right now, it's just to fill out the registration form and give us a registration fee. And basically, that's it. And then we'll have an enrollment day in July where they come in with the 8,000 papers of documentation for their kids, it seems like. But that's always set in July for us. But it's pre-enrollment, and it gives us figures to finalize our budgets and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, for current families, it's a re-enrollment. For new families, we have an online application process that they go through. So they access our website. They can they fill out the application. They submit it. And once they've submitted it, then I contact them. And then we go, if it's a younger child where we need to do some evaluation of the child to make sure they're ready, we'll set up a time where they can visit with the teacher. If it's an older child where there's a track record of what their academics are, then as part of after the application, then we ask for grade cards. We ask for any testing that may have been done, whether it be achievement testing or, whether it could be psychological testing. If it's a child with an IEP, then we need information about that. And we look at that as part of the acceptance process. Once they have been accepted, then, we need birth certificates. We need various health records and all of those things. It doesn't have to be brought to our initial meetings. Mostly just come and talk with us, and we answer their questions, and we try to tell them about our school.
All right. And as far as advocating here for your schools and why a private school education maybe makes sense, maybe Scott, you want to talk to that a little bit?
Sure. We are different and the same as public schools. Our difference is we are a faith-filled institution, and I think Tim will acknowledge that as well. Our focus is our faith. Catholic for me, and Tim can speak with him, but we do teach our Catholic faith to everybody, even though we have about 14% that are not Catholic. Our faith is very important to us, and that sets us apart from everybody else. if you look at our test scores are fantastic. You can access those on the state, Kansas State Department of Education website or our website, and we explain how well we do in testing. So we are accredited through the state and through Advanced Ed Accreditation, and our programming is excellent. Our kids go to Manhattan High, most of them, when they leave MCS, and they're high achievers.
You mentioned something there that I hadn't realized. You have 14% that aren't Catholic, so it's not a requirement then to be?
No, you don't have to be Catholic to come to Manhattan Catholic. You just have to know that we're going to teach the Catholic faith and religion class when you come. But we haven't had anybody resist that, and we remain high. We have a lot of Fort Riley families and K-State professors, kids, you know, that would like to see a more private school feel than a public school feel, and they look at our academic success and are amazed by it, and so they choose us anyhow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tim?
Yeah, you know, we're much the same from the standpoint. You know, it's about the kids, and it's about faith. That is our distinguishing factor. We feel like we are a very solid academic institution, but it's about the kids, about giving them the choice to pursue God, pursue their faith on a 24/7 basis, not just what they do, you know, on Sundays. And that's a real difference. You know, we're happy with where we are academically. You know, there were years ago when I think people thought maybe our school wasn't as strong academically as it is, but our track record, as Scott said, our achievement test scores are very good. Our college entrance tests like ACT, SAT, they are excellent with our kids, and the longer they go to Flint Hills, the better they do. We have predominantly kids coming from Protestant churches, but we actually have a few Catholic students, especially we've got a few at the secondary level right now. And, you know, we don't turn away. You know, we know there's going to be the families that want a predominant Catholic doctrine are going to be looking at Manhattan Catholic, but we certainly don't turn those families away either.
Okay. We got a phone call here waiting on the line here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, good morning. I heard you state a little bit ago that when you get new students in, you kind of research them and check them out, new students, first-time students or transfer. What's your opinion on the fact that I worked for a company once, and when we got a new territory, we got CAN cards, which is customer account numbers, and they give us brand new ones. And the reason that being that the other rep that was out there may have not gotten along with someone too well and looked at notes on there. And that tanks the new reps' thoughts about the owner, so they wouldn't let you have anything. When you went in, it was all fresh. My question is, if you talk to someone that has labeled a student from another school, and if they were incorrect, does that follow that student all the way through? And this labeling, I think the labeling it ends up as a matter of opinion of some experts, and we all know what experts are. I had occasion to see a child with labeled and completely 100% incorrect. Do you think it's a good idea that we even do that? 40 years, 50 years ago when I was school, I didn't do that. They found out who you were sooner or later. I'll hang up and listen and be interested in your opinion. You're doing a great job. Thank you. Good day.
Okay, well, that, yeah. Labels are difficult, and I don't think we try to particularly put a label on kids. We have kids come in that have struggled academically in other schools, and they come in and they do great with us. Other schools may say they have kids that come from our school that go there and do great. We're trying to excuse me. We're trying to look probably more for a connection. Number one, we want families that want a Christian education. Because, you know, we're not trying to bring kids in and having to fight with parents over, okay, well, we believe this, we don't believe that. We've got our statement of faith. We want to work with those families, and our objective is to work with families and with churches and support what's going on there from a faith-based standpoint. A child that's doing poorly academically does not necessarily eliminate them from coming to our school. I would say we have a very good working relationship with USD 383. I think both our schools do. We access SPED, special ed services through those schools. And so we do have kids that come from a variety of levels. And our attempt and our hope is that with our smaller classes, with our caring teachers, with the involvement of parents, that our kids will do better in our environment than what they had done in, you know, the previous environment. Doesn't always work out, but I think a large percentage of the time it does. And so it's not necessarily, you know, it's talking with the parents and determining whether or not we have a good fit for that child. And while we would like to think we were the best option for every child, there are a lot of circumstances that may make that to where it's not the case.
Okay. I concur with Tim. You, as a principal, you got to do due diligence on accepting any students. Although we do receive resources through 383 for special education, there are some things that we can accommodate certain individuals with just by the setup. Sometimes it's better for the student to remain in the public school setting for certain behaviors. We look at the child as an individual and the family as a whole. And we will accept them through the interview process and the paperwork we do receive. Labeling kids does not help the matter any. But we want to look at what's best for both the families and the school as a whole before we make those decisions.
Okay.
Well, we've got some more stuff to get to here. Let's do that on the other side of a break here on In Focus. We'll do that coming up. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.